Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A fifth grade teacher in Delaware County is accused of exposing himself to at least two women in a cemetery and a park. The first incident happened back in March, but Haverford Township School District says they didn't find out until this week. KYW's Nina Barati reports.
The superintendent of the Haverford Township School District identified Matthew Gaggett as a fifth grade teacher at Linwood Elementary School who has been accused of indecent exposure. The superintendent said she learned just this week about two incidents, the first reported in March in Montgomery County and the second last month in Bucks County. According to a criminal complaint filed by Horsham Township Police, officers were called to White Marsh Cemetery on March 3rd. People walking their dog told investigators they saw a man they thought was urinating at first, but then realized he was inappropriately exposed. Then they told officers they spotted him following a woman while he engaged in a lewd act behind her. Police approached the man, and according to the affidavit, a Matthew Gaggett told officers he was urinating by a tree and was walking through the cemetery to clear his mind. Charges were filed. According to a separate criminal complaint, on June 27th, Percocet Borough Police were called to a park where a woman gave a description of a man she said was staring at her while he was engaging in a lewd act. They found the man who matched her description, who police identified in the affidavit as Gaggett. The defendant has a preliminary hearing coming up in Bucks County.
KYW's reached out to Gaggett's attorney listed on court documents, but we have not heard back. Officials in Chester County are asking for the public's help in the investigation into the death of several puppies found on a golf course in Thorndale on Monday. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Carroll Township Police say seven dead puppies were discovered near the ninth hole of the Ingleside Golf Course in Thorndale. Officials say the puppies appear to be from the same litter, pit bull terrier mix, approximately 4 to 6 weeks old.
These are little tiny puppies that probably were still nursing, and it's just a really sad situation.
Sarah Smith is a spokesperson for the Brandywine Valley SPCA, the organization assisting police in the investigation.
Our Animal Protective Services and Humane law officers are working with the local police. We have a anonymous tip line available right on our website. You can go to, need help and reporting cruelty to find an anonymous tip form or an anonymous tip phone number.
More information can be found at bvspca.org. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
About 100 airport subcontractors who say their employer is refusing to pay what's owed to them turned out to the American Airlines terminal to demand they get the money they are expecting. KYW's Connor Barkhan has more from Philadelphia International.
About 1,500 security guards, baggage handlers, and others who make up the Union 32BJ SEIU are bargaining for a new contract with Prospect Airport Services after theirs expired this month. During negotiations, Mayor Sherelle Parker came to the airport and told workers their pay would go up to $17.20 per hour because of the increase to the city's prevailing wage law, which went into effect at the beginning of the year. But workers' paychecks have remained the same.
Everybody was looking forward to their first check, having the back pay, and they're getting their retro. There's a lot of people that was already calculating what they were going to use that money for.
Ricky Cordicher works as a wheelchair agent and says it isn't fair to have to shout in the street to get more money.
You know, everybody was excited having the mayor come out just for it to end up like this again. But I definitely feel like this is definitely needed so they know we're not letting it go.
We reached out to Prospect Airport Services and American Airlines for comment about the protests, but have not heard back. At the airport, Connor Marcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Birds are back in South Philly. The Eagles have hit the field for the first practice of training camp. KYW's Tim Jimenez spoke to some of the fans who lined up early to get in.
Practices here at the NovaCare Complex aren't open to the general public, but season ticket holders and others with ties to the organization were able to get passes. Neeraj Chopra from Berwyn had his Kelly Green on and brought his family. The way last season ended was tough, he says, but it's a new season and they're all smiles.
We have to be positive. We have to believe in the team. We got to believe in each other. We got to support Philly like we do.
His 9-year-old daughter, Sonia, was pretty excited.
I've never been to an Eagles game before, and this is like my first thing.
Fans we talked to were also looking forward to some other firsts. First training camp with star running back Saquon Barkley, for example. And there are new coordinators as well. But it's also the first training camp in more than a decade. Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox won't be around. both retired a few months back. Season ticket holder Craig Mullen says they gave it their all, but it's time for others to step up.
I mean, you have to pass the torch, right? So we'll see who's going to take that torch this year.
In South Philly, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.